The second biannual Forest Policy Conference was organized by three Northwoods congressmen, Dan Beneschek of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, Sean Duffy of Wisconsin's 7th District, and Reed Ribble of Wisconsin's 8th District. Ribble said that partisan gridlock harmed the forest industry by killing the Farm Bill and its timber policy provisions.
The Farm Bill was stopped by House Democrats. It was also stopped by conservative members of the House of Representatives. They were so blocked into their ideological corners that you couldn't move forward all the reforms that were there. And one of those reforms, unfortunately, was to get at timber harvesting.
Ribble called on his fellow congressmen to be more practical and less ideological.
I see too many of my colleagues taking that short-term view. What will this do with my base? How will this affect my standing in my district? Thinking more about this next election. We need a long-term view, thinking what's best for the next generation of Americans.
State Senator Tom Tiffany, a Republican from Hazelhurst, said Wisconsin is being hurt by the inability to change national forest policy.
The national forests are not being managed appropriately, and that management harms the ecology of the area. It's harming business development. Forests are a renewable resource. We should all be together on that.
The forestry conference was attended by representatives of the timber and paper industries, federal, state, and local politicians, national forest supervisors, and tribal leaders. In the Forest County community of Carter, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.